Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, very healthy, and darn sexy people. Woohoo! Oh my God, I'm home. I'm home. I'm coming to you from home. Oh God, I did not just do that, did I? See, it just follows me everywhere. It's just a part of me. What can I say? All right, I've got big stuff to bring to you today. For those of you that heard me on Jennifer McLean's show, please forgive me, I'm going to repeat some stuff, but it's so important to bring out to this community. Also, I want you to know Bupalopaloo is up on Amazon. Woohoo! My children's book. You want to do something great for a little person in your life, get him this and teach him the power of his own or her own choice. All righty. Very exciting. Very, very exciting. And again, thank you for all who have pre-ordered the book. If you've ordered one on the website, just know that they will be arriving soon and I will be getting them out to you. I so appreciate your love and your support in this venture of mine for the world. All right, so the first thing, excuse me, is I have 5 offers on the table. 5. Now, this is pretty unheard of in my business if you're not in the business. And I have to tell you, something was holding up all of them. The money or the timing or the date. Or somebody hadn't signed off or blah. And I'm going, okay, you know, when 5 things like this are going on in your life, the universe is knocking you in the forehead going, hello, why are you holding all these things up? Well, so I sat down and did the work like I tell you guys to do. And you could have knocked me over with a feather. The thing in me, the frequency in me, that was creating this hang-up everywhere was guilt. And it was guilt around loving myself. Now, like a lot of you, when you say to me, I don't know, that just doesn't make sense. Yeah, that didn't make sense to me. I teach this. I live it. I said to the channel, what? And then they took me on to, and these subjects, by the way, were all under the genetic list, which is mean things that have been passed down to me, which I have agreed to believe somewhere in my subconscious or my conscious. Okay, so the first subject was guilt, and it was around loving myself. The second subject they took me to was reunion. And I went, oh my God, I'm not even sure what that means. I don't think I've ever been taken to it after I was told to put it on the genetic list like 20 years ago. So what it was the reunion of all past, present, and future me's around loving myself. And around, you don't have time for me, so I'm leaving you. Now, what's the one thing I've been saying to all my family? I have to slow down. I have to take more time for me. What am I not doing? I am not slowing down, and I'm not taking more time for me. So, the inactivity of completion is forcing me to look at how it's showing up in my life when the me's that exist everywhere are guilty about loving myself and taking time for myself. So I want you to see how the universe, again, and I talk a lot about this in Born, mirrors your belief systems. Okay, so then during my travels, you know, I get up every day and I go, my intention today is to be love and send out love to everybody I meet and to receive love from all the little physical angels out there that come toward me. So in my travels, and I've been traveling a lot, as you know, everybody seems so angry. Even the people that are trying to, supposed to be helping us in places of service, like the guy who checked in my bags at the airport. And I made four different attempts in four different ways to lighten him up and send him love and get him to connect with me. He wasn't going to do it. He just wasn't going to do it. I mean, people are angry, guys. People are punching each other on airplanes and cutting each other and giving each other the finger off on the freeways. And I mean, dear Lord. So I sat down and went, I want to know what the basis of all this anger is. And the channel said, to understand anger, you've got to understand grief and fear, because that's what's creating the anger. So here you go. We are grieving because, one, our world is in turmoil. Okay, so our world's consciousness comes from whose consciousness, guys? Ours. Two, we are grieving because no one is working together. Three, we are grieving that we feel we have no control and we feel like no one else does either. So everything's out of control. We are in fear because we know we are betraying ourselves by all those beliefs that we are grieving for. We are in fear because we feel like we must give up ourselves to stay safe. And you see that happening a lot. People aren't speaking up. They're not taking a stand. We're not expressing our truths. We're not following through on judicial truths and duties that we know need to be done because we feel like we have to give up ourselves to stay safe. Three, we are in fear because we feel like we have to sabotage what we want and need because no one will listen anyway. And that is how we have stayed alive in all our past lives. I will give up me. I will give up what I want. I will give up what I need. I will give up what I need to say. I will give up my truth so I can stay alive. You're seeing that start to play out again. And who has the power, the only power to turn it around? We do. And finally, we are in fear because we have allowed our knowing to be threatened because it appears to not be working. Don't go into reaction, guys. Do the work that the channel has taught you. Which, by the way, I'm going to blow my own horn here a little bit. I'm getting all these things from all these different healers about, you really need to look at your belief systems if you're going to change your life. And, we have to talk about the importance of love. Everything that we've been teaching for years and years and years. But you got to do it. You've got to live it. You can't just hear it. You can't just get the answers. I have one client that I swear to God, everything I give her, she follows up on. She's like a little insect after a great piece of wood. She just is so tenacious in doing what I give her, and her life has shifted so dramatically since she's been working with me over the year. It's uncanny to watch. So if you want to really know how to do this, follow what I give you on this show, pick up Born, read it, and apply it. Do the work, and do it in joy and love. All right, that's a lot. That's a lot to digest, but it's really such important stuff, guys. All righty, can I go to the calls? I can. Please have your questions ready. Kim in Phoenix, how you doing, baby cakes?
I'm doing well. How are you, Dee? Well, I know you're doing great because you're with us.
That's right.
Hey, I just want to say thank you so much for being awesome and doing this work and having the show. Thank you.
Thank you, Kim.
You betcha. I know I just got my answer from the intro.
Yes,
my right
you did.
Hip has been bothering me. And I've been absorbing power or stuff from everybody else, and the only thing I can think of is like I'm turning into myself, trying to make myself small.
Yeah.
And I need to not do that.
Yes,
you need to
walk out in your power. Take a big frickin' step with your right leg into your power.
You are correct. And because I thought it might have been something else, but that something else was basically not stepping into my power, if you want to break it all down. So,
yep.
Okay.
Yep, you got it.
Well,
good for you. Now,
thank
will
you.
You acknowledge how powerful and clear you were to get that when you heard it and know the truth? Because a lot
yes.
of people hear the truth, and they don't hear it. So I want you to acknowledge yourself, Kim.
I am acknowledging myself, and I am on the verge of tears right now.
Well, that's because you're hearing the truth, baby. Any actor
that's
will
right,
tell
yeah.
you, you know, any actor of which you are will tell you
mm-hmm.
that when the real tears come, you know you are connected to the truth of the character, to the heart of the character.
Exactly.
Tears are good, guys. If you acknowledge their message to you, tears are great. Okay?
Yes, ma'am. Thank
They're
you.
They're tears of joy, Kim. They're tears of joy.
Okay.
All right, baby.
Okay, thank you.
Thank
okay, bye-bye.
You.
Thank you.
Bye. You bet. Susan in Niagara Falls, you're on.
Hey, hi.
Hi.
I just wanted to give you a little update on my progress. I've been working with my right knee. It's much, much better. It's almost completely no, you know, completely
great,
fixed up. So, and the left foot is good. So I just wanted to give you a little update on that. I've been working on that. And,
okay, so tell everybody how you created the state of health there.
How did I create the state of health? I just visualized myself being healthy. I visualized
great.
it being strong and healthy and focused on that, focused on it being feeling good.
Yeah. Okay, good.
I don't focus on anything other than feeling good.
Yeah. It's amazing how your body responds, guys. And
yeah,
we're so taught to worry about it, you know,
yeah,
and fix it, which makes your brain focus more on the problem. Okay? Good, Susan.
Yeah.
Woohoo!
Yeah.
Thank you for that.
Yeah, I just wanted to give you a little update and everything.
Yeah.
So that's
nice to have a testimonial. Thank you, baby. Thank you. All right, Miss Kathy in Kentucky, you're on.
Hello, Dee. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
I'm considering taking a series of classes that would change my rank from a master's to a rank one. And it's not inexpensive, and I'm close enough to retiring that I'd like the channels of thought on whether it's worth spending the money, but I get enough back out of it to make this something I should do.
Okay, so basically you're saying I'm scared to death I'm not going to have enough money if I do this. That's what you just said to me. Do you realize
well,
that's what you said?
Well, that wasn't what I meant. What I meant
well,
was, is it worth you?
Well, but that's the same thing. Can the universe give me a guarantee that I will make enough money from this since I'm retiring that I'll be okay and I'll be taken care of? It's the same thing, Kathy. I want everybody to hear how we cloak what we're really asking. I do it too, Kath. And then I catch myself and I start laughing, you know. We all do it. So the channel is telling me to tell you what it told me at the beginning of the pandemic. Your consciousness is your money. Is your consciousness in alignment with always making enough money? And I get a no because you have a belief that money has to fall off when you retire. It's not true, guys. Why don't you look at retirement as, you know, I'm going to stop doing what I've been doing for a long time and I'm going to get busy doing something else so that you never retire. You keep creating. Can you feel the difference in that perspective?
Kathy?
Yes.
Are you there?
Okay.
Yes. Yes,
okay. All right. And they're talking to all of us, guys. A lot of people within the community are at the age, even if you're 50, where you're starting to think about retirement and getting ready for retirement, blah, 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 blah. The channel doesn't ever want us to retire from creation. As a matter of fact, you can't retire from creation, but you can create limiting beliefs that keep you from creating as abundantly as you could. So if you get that in alignment, when you get that in alignment, this will serve you really well. If you don't get that in alignment, you can take the course, you can be successful in the course, and the belief, the subconscious belief that's still there that, oh, I'm retired and money's got to fall off, will affect the new venture that you're going into. Do you understand?
I'm
Kathy, do you understand?
I'm, to listen to this again to really process it. I think I do.
Okay. Said really simply, know that you're the power of your money creation and that you can create that and create that and create that as long as you want to, then this will be a good venture. If you don't know that, it may not be. That's as simple as I can put it. Okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, I know. That's not what you wanted to hear, Kat. I know. But, and who was that? I know. Edith Ann used to do that. Okay. Diane in New York, you're on.
Hi, Dee. Similar to the other callers, I think your intro was very helpful. The calls that have come through. So I think I do have two questions. I'm hoping one's more personal and one's more global, but I'll start with the personal one.
It's the same thing. We're going to get to the same thing. Go ahead.
Awesome. So what you just spoke to Kathy about and what you shared, I also have been kind of flooded and spoiled for choice. I have three opportunities on the table right now. I retired a few months ago. Yes, that's good. That is good. And I have been creating intentionally an abundant career that I love, working with people I love, doing something I love to do where I'm sharing my gifts and my light in that community.
Okay, what's your question, Diana?
My question is that the three choices that I have don't feel right, and I wondered if the channel
no,
had any
one,
advice.
There's one that does. So get out of your head. Get out of your head and go to your heart. And I want you to list them. 1, 2, 3, and don't tell me.
Okay. Let me think. I've got it.
Okay. So when you're in your heart, which one feels like a match? From your heart.
The third one.
You bet.
Okay, and that is the one that will provide the most abundance but take away the most time to put towards other
creation.
It
doesn't have to be that way. It does not have to be that way. Okay. Oh, my God, you guys. Who creates your life?
Me.
Yes. So, have you stated what you wanted? No. You've taken the parameters that they've given you and said, oh, okay, this is what I have to bite the bullet on, or what you want.
Okay, because it's going back into a corporate role, and I know it's similar to what I was doing before, which was...
Only if you create it that way, Diana.
Okay.
You tell
them, I understand.
I want to do this. I am really called to work for you. And this is what I need to create. If they're not willing to negotiate, then you have different parameters to make decisions around.
True.
But
and
wouldn't it feel great if they said, oh, yeah, well, we could work with you on that. Then would you want to do it more?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I would.
Guys, look, actors who negotiate their deals all the time, we know this principle well. What happens is, the studio makes an offer. And then my agent counters the offer with what we need. More money. I don't work 6 days a week. I work 5 days a week. Or we need more money. And then we need some money for all the streaming stuff that's going on now. Or you negotiate. back and forth until both parties feel like they've got a good deal, that they feel good about, that they want to go to, you know, they're excited about creating this venture together. So, you see, when I say you are clear about how many hours a week you want to work or how you would want to plan this out with them, I get a no.
No, I feel like it's kind of a set thing, but I understand what you're saying. I have not thought about it in the way you're.
Well, you won't know
until
you ask.
You're right. You're right.
But you see, you've decided there's no room to ask, and that's what you'll get.
I did decide that. So, okay, I am very clear on that, and I know I can create that. Did the other question was just around people vaccinated for the people. I had in my sphere is a lot of people dying that have been vaccinated, and I'm just curious about why.
Well, where's your attention?
Well, it's not that I'm looking for it. It's like I'll be standing somewhere and somebody will mention it, and I had a relative.
That means you're looking for it, Diana. That's
I don't know where
exactly
I am. I'm staying
means.
Away from it. Okay. I'm
what,
really
what
trying to stay away from it.
What that means is you have a fear of it. And when you have a fear of something, you'll hear it on the TV. You'll see billboards. You'll see license plates. Somebody will be talking about it next to you in the grocery store. That's how the universe says, you have this fear, you have this fear, you have this fear, you have this fear. You better get rid of this fear. That's not something you want to create. Have
it's
you been vaccinated?
Not. Yes.
Okay. So I know I have done my duty. Do you know the best and biggest thing you can do to keep yourself healthy, guys, is to be happy. Your immune system and your DNA respond to how much joy you are in. Money responds to how much joy you are in. Relationships, the same way.
Okay.
Okay.
Got it.
So if you have a fear of that, you're not really joyful, are you? Because fear and joy don't go together, baby.
No, and I went into the vaccine, you know, embracing it, you know, envisioning it being in my best interest, in my body, you know, having no issues with it. And I didn't, and I don't. I just, I don't know what I'm focusing on because I don't
You're
feel
like
I am.
You're focusing on the fear that you don't have control over other people. Focus on the fact that you are in total control over you.
Okay.
Okay.
Got it.
Yep.
Got it.
Thank you.
Yep. Bye-bye.
That served everybody a lot. All right. Davina in Texas, you're on.
Hello.
Hi, babe.
Wonderful attendees. Thank you for taking my call.
Yep.
First off, is the last time we talked, I had asked about hearing some things. And you came back and the channel came back and said, oh, well, I need to go get my ears cleaned. I mean, like I have to go to the doctor and get them cleaned. And I'm like, okay. So I went to the doctor and there was nothing there. And I said, well, can you do it? And they go, there's no reason to do it. There's nothing there. And I'm going, okay. So can you tell me or can the channel tell me what happened there?
Well, that's a good question. So I want everybody... I want everybody to feel into the doubt here because I'm working a lot with doubt myself. There is a big, huge piece of information which I'm not ready to share yet. And I keep checking to see if that is still correct. And so today when I checked, the channel said, well, no, that's not right. And I went, what? What do you mean? You told me definitively. You have told me definitively for 5 months. You have told my healing partners for 5 months that this is a true statement. And the channel's response was, Well, if you're going to doubt it, then that's what you're going to get. This is not about doubt, but when things like this happen, it puts us into doubt, which is what we addressed at the beginning of the show. Okay, so everybody's balanced, anybody switched. I still get my big yes that your ears need to be cleaned. Okay, are those the highest words? No. But I get a yes that we're going to the right thing here. Oh, see, we didn't go far enough, Davina. Cleaned by a doctor, I get a no. But when I say cleaned physically, I get a yes. Cleaned as in ears being cleaned out in a physical way. We're asking the right questions. I get a yes. Is there anything higher? Energetically, what is causing this is you don't want to hear. You just don't want to hear a lot of the stuff that's going on in the world. Is that true, Davina?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Well, so energetically, you want to hear everything, guys. You just want to stay in your truth and your knowing around directing exactly what you want. Okay. So, you know what Lanny uses? Did your dad have any trouble with his ears?
No, not that I'm aware of.
Okay, so we're going to Lanny's dad. Lanny uses, and you can get it in any pharmacy, this syringe kind of, it looks like a blue ball with a little, you know, elongation at the end that he cleans his ears out with occasionally. And it's kind of amazing. Now I can even see the signs, and I'll ask him, I said, have you cleaned your ears out lately? And he'll say no, and then he does it, and then he hears fine. But it's a, you know, you kind of irrigate your ears.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe it's the water. Is it the water? Maybe your ears are dry. And that's why they're guiding us to this. It can't hurt you. I mean, ask
right.
a pharmacist exactly how to do it. You know, but cleaning your, irrigating your ears isn't going to hurt you, Davina.
Right.
I'm telling you, I'm not getting anything higher. Just the highest discernment. I get a yes. So I'm not a doctor. Energetically, you want to say, I am joyful about hearing clearly. And I know that if there's things that I hear that I don't like, I get to create my life hearing exactly what I want from me. Okay?
Okay.
Yep, I'm not getting anything else, baby.
Okay, the main question that I had for you is that I submitted myself into this program and thought I had a really good shot at it since I'm working with a company that's part of it, and I wasn't selected, and I just wanted to know what the channel had to say about that.
The channel says you really didn't want it. Do you know why?
Oh, no.
Well, this is funny from our other caller. Well, it wasn't even it was subconscious and conscious. You just thought it was going to be too much work. And now they're giving me the words, I don't know if I can handle all this. Do you remember having any thoughts like that?
I would say yes, because part of it was going to be helping the homeless. But I knew I'd get training. So, I mean, you know, sort of apprehensive about it, but knew I'd be able to get training to, you know, do what I needed to do. So,
yes,
really,
but you see, back to your ears.
Right.
That's part of our world we don't really want to hear about. It's sad, and it's scary, and it depresses us. Back to the very beginning of the lesson that I taught at the beginning of the. So, it's not finalized yet. You can revisit it once you get yourself into alignment with all this. And again, guys, know that you have the power to create it the way you want to create it. Okay? Be very clear about how exactly you want to create it and then feel good about that. Okay?
Okay.
All right, sweetheart. Please follow up with me and let me know, will you?
Okay.
All right. You know, guys, it really helps me to have you all follow up with me around the work we do. It helps. Okay? Lisa in Florida, you're on.
Hello.
Hi, darling.
I'm going to give you an example. For example, I'm watching TV and someone is talking and they'll say like 3 or 4 words and I immediately tear up. It can happen when I'm not even really paying attention to what I'm watching. And I'm wondering, why does that happen?
That's a physical thing. I can't remember what the name of it is, Lisa. But it is a physical, emotional, and there's a name for it. So
it's not like triggering me or anything from like my childhood or anything.
I get a no on that. Now, everything physical has an energetic basis behind it. So the energetic, we're going to a core belief. Okay. This page here. 1 through 5. I don't think I have enough energy to do this. Which we're kind of hearing a lot during the show today. I don't think I have enough energy. Are we at? Oh, we're just stopping there. I don't think I have enough energy. Do you realize that you feel tired, or say you're tired, or feel like you don't have enough energy to do everything?
Oh, yeah, that's 100%. But I don't see how that connects. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, how does that? Why would I start tearing up when I hear certain things?
Well,
because I'm tired.
If you don't have enough energy to handle things, you're going to become emotional, more emotional in your life. Trust me, I know.
Okay.
So it may not be connected with what you're hearing at all. I actually am getting that it's not.
Okay, it also doesn't, like, for example, if I have to, like, well, not if I have to, but, like, if I think of something, like, sometimes I'll be sitting here and I'll think, oh, I'm so blessed, and then I'll just, like, tear up. Or if I'm supposed to go to my heart place and I'm thinking of things that I love, I'll tear up.
That's a different thing. That's a different thing.
What is that, then?
That's a positive thing.
Okay.
You're tearing up because you're feeling love. And
okay.
When you move into the blissful state of love, most of us tear up.
Okay.
Okay.
So all right.
The two things are different. The one thing I would definitely consult a doctor about, it's not anything to be scared about, but they will help you with it. It's a physical thing. Feels like an emotional thing. It's more of a physical thing. Okay?
Okay. Thank
all
you.
Right, honey. All right. Yep. Okay. Emily in Massachusetts, you're on.
Hi, Dee. I'm so happy to be talking to you today. How are
Hi,
you?
Hi, sweet. I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. I'm feeling a little under the weather, but I have a totally different question today.
Okay.
Everything that all the callers brought in, by the way, hit different points that I was concerned about. So thank
yep.
you for that. So my question is, I would like to know what the child has to say. I'm actually considering having my child vaccinated. He's about 5. So I'm already vaccinated. So I wanted to see what the child has to say about the safety of it for him.
Okay, so you're in alignment with getting him vaccinated. Is that true?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, so why are you doubting yourself?
Oh, no, it's just some stuff that I heard, and I'm thinking
uh-huh.
I'm doing the right thing for him.
Some stuff that you've heard. Where did you hear this
yes.
stuff from?
I think I was on the internet the other day, and it was a spiritual station, and some stuff was discussed about the vaccination, and it really upset me, and I said, I'm
yeah,
going to Yeah,
you know, guys,
myself.
If you don't know where the information's coming from, you shouldn't pay
mm-hmm.
any attention to it. On social media, on the internet, anywhere else. If it's not coming from a scientific place that knows,
mm-hmm.
and I get this wasn't. Is that correct?
Correct, yes.
Okay. Dear God, people, all this disinformation out there. Okay. So for your child, is the vaccine safe? And when I say that's the right question, I get a no. For most children, is that the right question? For most children, not all, because there are some physical reasons that some kids should not get vaccinated. But for most kids, I get that the vaccine is very safe. Do you remember when they bussed us in? And we all stood in line in the hospital to get the polio vaccine.
Oh.
Do you remember that, Emily? Are you old enough to
no,
remember that?
No, I'm not.
Okay, well, I am. And do you know, my family, when we said our evening blessing around the table for weeks, thanked God for bringing in the polio vaccine. We had lived in fear for so many years.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I get your little boy is totally in alignment with it. He's fine with it. When I say he has any fear, I get a no. The fear is yours. And the fear... is really unfounded from
mm-hmm.
a place of your knowing. You went to somebody
mm-hmm.
else's knowing and gave yours away.
Yes.
Right?
Yes, because I was totally in alignment with it. Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Don't do that. That's what we're training ourselves not to do, guys. When that happens, you go back to your heart and you go, okay, I just went into fear. Fear is a reaction. What am I in a reaction about? Oh, that made me doubt myself. All right, let me go to my heart. What do I know? What do I know? Okay. All right,
so,
you got your
yeah.
answer. You got your
side
answer,
effects
Emily.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Yep. All right, let me see. We have time for a quick one more. Jennifer in Indianapolis. Hi, honey, you're on.
Hi, Dee. I have a question. I have a dear friend that transitioned last night, an older man. We think it was natural causes. And my question is, I felt like when I was with him, because I was there with him and his wife, I felt like I was still able to communicate with him, even though he wasn't speaking. Now, is that just me wishful thinking?
Not.
Or
no.
Okay. Okay. Because it was interesting that I was just able to say to him, hey, Phil, you know, fly like the wind. This is, you know, it's all good. And he seemed to communicate back, yeah, he was good. He was already halfway there. Something like that.
Yep. I get a total yes on that. Guys.
Okay.
How do you think that I channel private sessions over the phone? I don't
yep.
need to be with you. I don't need to be physically with you. I connect with your energy. I tell you guys all the time, your loved ones that have passed over, talk to them. Talk to them. They will find a way to connect with you. For example,
mm-hmm.
I was sending up a lot of love to both my brothers a few days ago. Yesterday, I'm not kidding, my phone was on the table and it started to ring and it was my little brother calling me.
Cool.
How cool is that? You guys know the story about my father after his suicide, the light in the mirror, leaving, coming to the middle of the room, talking to me. It's not like we hear each other the way we're hearing each other now, but you hear what they're saying. He said, you know, button nose, go, be happy. This wasn't your fault. This was something I had to do. Your job is to move on in your life and be happy now. Go be happy. Now, if I was doing a scene from one of my horror films, that would have been really scary. In real life, it's not. It just felt like it was something real that was supposed to happen, right, Jennifer?
It really did. It was just so smooth. It was almost like, and I remember thinking to myself, I'm like, he's going to be, his last breath will be in 10, at a count of 10. And I sat there quietly and just counted to myself. And at 10, he stopped.
Yeah.
It was,
so isn't
so
it,
it was really
great,
cool.
Isn't it great to experience your knowing in such
yeah.
concrete terms? Okay, then yeah. don't doubt it. Don't
yes,
doubt
ma'am.
It. All right. Yes. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, again, what an awesome show, guys. Awesome show. Got through as many people as I could here. Thank you. Again, Bupalopaloo is available on Amazon. Woohoo! Right now. And Born is ready for pre-order. It will be out December 1st, maybe before, if we're lucky. Let's say it loud and say it proud. I love me. I love me. And I love me even more because I know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.